Blog Talk Radio.
Some hot chocolate. This is Nichelle Colvin. As I'm waiting on guests to call in to ATAZP Live.
Some whipped cream on it. He wants some whipped cream on it. He wants some whipped cream on it. On it. On it. He wants some.
My baby's been outside shoveling snow. Shoveling snow. He wanted to clear a path for me to go
to the Christmas party
tonight.
I'm going celebrate
tonight. Me and my girls
to the Jenner Center tonight.
The Jenner Center tonight.
He's a good man.
He wants me to
enjoy myself. He's a good man.
He put the kids in the bed
all by himself.
So I asked him,
is there something I can do
before I go?
I asked him, is there something that he wants before I go?
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants
on
some
it.
Hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some
hot chocolate.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream.
He wants some hot chocolate.
He wants some what he wants.
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 The temperature is dropping slow.
some whipped cream on it, and he's still outside shoveling snow. Snow flurries about. The temperature is dropping slow. He wants some whipped cream on it. This flurry's all about. This flurry's all about. He's a good man. He wants me to enjoy myself. He's a good man. He put the kids in the bed all by himself. So I asked him, is there something I can do before I go? I asked him, is it something that you want before I go? He wants some hot chocolate.
Where you Motor City.
TAZT Live, Blog Talk Radio, your host TAZ. We don't have no guests. We had a guest, and obviously they might have forgot or something might have happened. But of course, I've been big timed again. So we're in an impromptu, no spins for an hour. That was DJ Quick and Dwelly, by the way. I know y'all ain't familiar with that. That's DJ Quick and Dwelly. I see my assistant is on the line, but I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to talk to her as if she's not here. But Miss CJ, I'm talking to you. We don't have no guests, man. I know you're shaking your head over there, but we don't have no guests. Once again, G-Wright was supposed to call in on Skype on his computer from Japan. And of course, I understand if he couldn't make it. He was on the train. He's getting ready to go to a coffee shop over there, Starbucks, and actually set up his computer and call in. So anytime he could be calling in, so I don't know how it's going to work. Right now I'm going to continue with the music. Of course, this is a music station, no spins. But we also do a lot of talk. We also do games. We also do night court, so you need to check us out periodically when we're doing something different. And especially next month because Rolanda 700 will be down here visiting me. And, of course, we're going to have Bigger the Blacker and Granny, the marriage of Bigger the Blacker and Granny. So that ought to be good. Live on the air. This is UG Groove, jazz artist I had the pleasure of hearing on watercolors, on satellite, on the airplane when I was traveling to the wheelchair games in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is UG Groove. Song is called Get Ready. Thank you.
Panorama. Yeah, one time. G-A-Z. In the place to be. I walked in the club called the Jamorama. For the city slicker, not the country bama. Play rap music here all through the night. A little Eric B, some rappers delight. The people check me out, it was so intense. The women on my jock, it made no sense. Cause I'm something new, a fresh body in town. To make fantastic beats, I will throw the hell down. So I strolled to the bar to get myself a drink. I said a Kool-Aid twist with a lemon blink. Just as I turned around to rejoin the gig, there was a brother in my face just acting a nig. He said, you think you're bad, put down the glass. I said, after I'm finished, then I'll kick your ass. I took a sip, smashed him in the face. Put my right hand, had him up by his waist. A face look of terror, but his eyes were in pain. So I had him in the air, this is what I exclaim. You go bama, lama, slamma. I don't give a damn, cause I am the ammo who can rock the jam-a-ramma. Word, word. After all of that, the suckers would chill. Went on a party back, didn't have to ill. But a nigga named McReggie had to have fun. He didn't like what went down, something had to be done. So he spoke with his crew standing on the side. Some girl came up to me, said, you better hide. I said, hell no, Mr. T.A.Z. don't run. If it's a fight like that, let the punk ass come. And came he did with a left hook swing. I ducked, he hit the wall, I did my thing. Kicked him in the chest, he fell dead on his back. With his crew standing around, didn't give no slack. Started stealing niggas I never knew before. A brother hit a girl, I think she was a whore. But Big Reggie had all that he could bear. I picked him up, pressed him, had him in the air. A face looked a tear, but his eyes were in pain. Cause I had him in the air, this is what I explained. Go bama, bama, swamma. I don't give a damn, cause I am the ammo who can rock the jam-a-ramma. Word, word. Jam-a-ramma personnel were working too tight. If they spread it on out, there wouldn't be no fight. So I was in the mood with a slow song on. I saw me a girl, touched her on the arm. Then we took to the floor like a bat out of hell. We got real close together, then I served her well. She started to moan and she squeezed my back. I slow danced her, that's a hell of a fact. But after the dance, her man came and said, let go of her, nigga, or you'll be dead. No, no, sucker, the joke is on you. With my black steel jammy, you will be through. I kicked the jammy out of his hand and fell on the floor. I grabbed him by his neck, had him high as the door. A face looked a tear, but his eyes were in pain. As I had him in the air, this is what I explained. You go bama, lama, slamma. I don't give a damn, cause I am the amma who can rock the jam-a-ramma. You go bama, lama, slamma. I don't give a damn, cause I am the amma who can rock the jam-a-ramma. Word, word.
I wrote back in 1987, wrote the lyrics, then did a couple of beats to it, and that's the newest beat and the last beat that I put to it. That's the Z-mix of the first time I performed it and put it down. Next artist, yes, personal assistant, it's just me and you. I got you, babe, Sonny and Cher. We have no guests. The next artist is Terry Tobin. I listened to her online and fell in love with every track that she had. This is one of her tracks called Free. Again, this is Terry Tobin on ATAZP Live with no guests.
Here Gotta do is believe and follow me if you wanna be free. Stay strong. If we can get the street life gone, then shorties wouldn't have to leave when the street light's on. You see, I know it's hard, but you ain't gotta pull your guard. You can go real far. Just listen and play your card. It's quite real. Some people know how you might feel. We all get existence just to pay up a light bill. Stress free.
Thank you. Hey kids, it's DJ Kaufmana from Radio Freakout in New York City. You're listening to ATAZP Live, courtesy of my digital brother from a different mother, TAZ.
ATAZP, that was Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and I love that song. We have a new caller. I don't know who this is, but what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to answer. This is area code 256. I'm so unfamiliar. Who is this on 256 area code?
This is Kanita.
Kanita, what's up? I'm up here doing this show like blind, drunk. Did you have an emergency or something like that?
No, I was thinking 9 o'clock my time because, you know, here it's just 8:30 here. So.
Yeah, I know. That's why I went back on Facebook and said, my time. My black A time, but I didn't.
So I apologize. I did think it was 9 o'clock my time. So I thought, oh, man, me call now. Hopefully I'm not too late.
It's all good. It's all good because it's only a half hour. And we got 20 minutes anyway, so in between playing the songs and talking to you. So my first question is, how did you get involved doing music? I mean, this is something that you just always wanted to do and you loved music when you were younger. How did you get involved doing music?
I got involved, I guess basically, but I always wanted to do music. I was just interested in it when I was young. And my parents saw that they got tired of me banging on other people's pianos. So they decided to put me in some lessons and so I can go ahead and learn it the right way. And from then on, I just always stayed in music and it always relaxed me. It kept me busy.
Right.
You know, and I just fell in love with it and decided to make a career out of it.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. What instruments do you play?
I play piano, bass, guitar. I'm actually playing drums now. I used to, violin. I know a little violin and, like I said, harmonica.
Go ahead, Stevie.
And I learned harmonica just by mistake. I was really learning that to aggravate one of my friends, and I decided to learn it and just figured out how to play it. And so,
that's a hard instrument to actually. I used to play around on a harmonica when I was younger, but that's impressive to teach yourself how to do that. Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it is.
and you put the harmonica into a couple of your beats as well? Or
I actually played the harmonica in one of Mark Lacey's tracks on the very first CD I did for him on one of his tracks. You hear this harmonica in the background, and that's me. So, you know, Mark.
I'm gonna have to go back and pull that CD back out.
Yeah, I think it was the first one. I can't think of the name of the first one I did for him. Articulation. It's on the Articulation album.
Okay.
Yeah, and
don't
I can't think of which track it is.
Oh, I'm going back, Stevie. I'm going back.
Yeah, go
ahead on that. I'm going to play that CD tomorrow. Be like, oh, yeah, I hear it.
A lot of folks think
it's keyboard.
That. Right, right. But, yeah, that's me playing it. Then a friend of mine is whistling in the background. So, we were just having a lot of fun with that track. So.
Okay, cool. Take Me Away. Explain Take Me Away. I'm going to play it.
Let's see, explain it. I don't know how to explain it. I guess I came up with the concept of the idea of I wanted a track that will just vocally like the vocals are the main thing in the whole track, and little music as possible. So I did the vocals and the piano, and that's why you hear like a little drum in the background, and I wanted to just have this feeling like you're actually taken away. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's the whole whole idea of picking those instruments, is it gives you this feeling like you're flying, or you're, this guy is totally taking you away. So I wanted to get that point across, and I think I did, but, you know.
Take me away, Tanita Rogers, CR in the house. like this
thank
song.
Thank you.
Usually, like I always say, I never listen to the tracks until the show. And as soon as I played that track, your other two tracks just rolled out. And I'm like looking like, where in the heck are they? They're not here. And I'm sorry. I apologize. Sometimes the switchboard does this, and it just kicked it out.
Oh, no, you're fine.
What in the heck? But that was, I am so impressed at the point where I'm like, I need to get your CD. Hey, you know, I ain't talking to the radio
right
now. I'm talking to you. I need to get your, damn, I didn't know you sung.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My CD is actually on iTunes. You know, if you go to iTunes, and it's titled Anticipation. It'll probably be under Kenita Rogers. Like I said, you can get the whole album, or like some people, they'll probably download their favorite song for like 99 cents. So.
No, I'm getting the whole thing, man. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Back,
yeah.
You know? And do you sing any other beats except your own, or do you just do all yours for you?
Go ahead.
You know, if I was to send you a beat and you liked it.
No, I actually, I've sing on other beats before. Like, some people ask me to sing on hooks, like I said, Mark stuff, and
yeah.
I've done some stuff for some artists in Birmingham. It's a spoken word artist out there, and he already had a track done, and he just wanted me to sing the hook of it, and I did that and sent him what I did, and you know, so I do other things also besides my tracks, you know, whatever it's called for. So. Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely sending you a beat, and you can do whatever you want to do to it. I mean,
okay.
Normally
yeah,
I do stuff
definitely.
On it, you know what I'm saying, but you could do whatever you want, and I'll be very impressed, like, wow, I didn't think it could go that way.
Oh, yeah,
every time I do that, I'm always, like, blown away going, wow.
Right.
I didn't even think of that way, you know, it's like, wow. And you write too, so.
Yeah,
that,
I just got out of a writing session with two writers of in Australia. We chat over on Skype. So, you know, they're really, really good songwriters there. And we had a really good session. You know, we do like about a two-hour session. I do a two-hour session with them. We set up time, and we just write over on Skype, and it's just like we're sitting in the same room together. The only thing is, when I look at them on Skype, it's daytime over there. So,
right.
You know, but yeah, so I pretty much write what, you know, if you have ideas, and if I can flow with the ideas, hey, I'm like open to let's get it done, you know.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's another thing. My nephew, he does an online magazine.
Okay.
So I'm after on Facebook. Give me your email address so he can email you, get your information, and he put you in the magazine as well. And then he'll also, more than likely, he's got a website where he has entertainers of the week, so he might put you up on that too.
Okay,
I just seen a message pop up on my phone, and I know what it's about. I didn't even open it up. He's listening on his phone or his girlfriend's phone, and I know what it's about. I didn't even open it up. Oh, yeah. He does the online magazine. Oh, yeah. And he does have a website. He wants to put you on there probably.
Okay.
So it'll probably be both of them. Yeah.
Okay,
after he heard that song, I know he fell out of his seat, too. I hope he didn't hurt his ear.
Well, I'm glad y'all enjoying it. I'm telling you, it means a lot for you know, an artist. You work very, very hard for things, and when people contact me and tell me how much they love it, and it just makes my day. It makes me want to do more. So trust me, I really appreciate it. I don't take anything for granted.
Well, that's cool because I heard a lot of the stuff that you did with Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very impressed. And I was like, that girl is bad. So what music software do you use?
I use Pro Tools. Of course, you know, the industry standard. Sonar. I still use Sonar. I'm a Sonar person. I like it. Reasons. I use Wave Lab.
Yeah, my cousin used.
Yeah, all the Waves. Sometimes I was using Fruit of Loops. I kind of moved from that, and now I'm using this new program called BPM, and it's like a beat program. It's set up like an MPC, and it has some awesome drum sounds in there. I'm doing like a lot of hip hop tracks and stuff out of it, and then you can create your own beat. You can tweak the drums and hit harder, and so I'm really into that program now. And
what's the name of it again?
It's called BPM, and it's I'm trying to think of who is it by. It's basically a beat production program. If you type in, if you're looking online,
see,
just write.
Mm-hmm. I use Magic Generation 17.
Okay. Yeah, I used to use
and
that.
And every year it goes up, I use, that's the only one I use strictly. I made like about 2,700 beats from that.
Okay. Yeah, I used to use that.
But I know it inside and out because I started it when it was Generation 6.
Okay.
So
okay,
you see,
yeah.
I've been going up in generation and growing and growing. And I mean, I was starting to get samplitude, too, because that's part of Magic as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I started to get that program as well. So I'm kind of versed in the Magic, on the Magic side of the house. But
okay,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I do some of everything. Mine is all programmed. I might strum out a keyboard every now and then. I can play drums.
Okay.
And that's about the only instrument I can play is drums. I can't play anything else. Good. Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. I can't do none of it. I sing way in the background, woo, 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 with the door, close.
So that's it for you. It's nothing else.
I do a lot of rapping. I do a lot of rapping, and I write. And I write for other people singing, too, as well. So,
okay.
And a lot of people say I can sing, but I don't feel I can. I want you to give your information out where people can hit you up. You sell beats, too, right?
Yeah, I do. I do sell them. And,
yeah.
They can contact me on my Gmail account, which is quietgirlproductions@gmail.com. You can always catch me on that. Or you can catch me on Facebook, Kenita Rogers. And, of course, you have that. You already have that information. And also on Facebook, I also have a Quiet Girl Music Facebook page. Also, if you type in Quiet Girl Music, my company name is also has a Facebook also. And yeah, you just contact me through either of those. I really, like I said, my Gmail, I check that one like faithfully all the time. That's one is almost like my cell phone.
And that's Quiet Girl Productions.
It's Quiet Girl
Productions. That's Quiet Girl. And Productions is plural, right?
Yes. NNS@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm writing the information too in case like my nephew isn't by a pen and he's just listening on the phone.
Okay.
Kenita, again, I am sorry that it dumped the other two tracks because I'm going back on my computer on my side of the house and listen to them for real. And I'm going to get the CD, so I'll get the CD tomorrow. So I'll be all right.
Yeah. You'll love it. You'll love it.
Yeah, because I already know I like the way that song. I like that song, and I know my assistant, personal assistant out in Cali, he was listening in. I know she loved it as well. I would click her in, but I can feel her fist balling her right now. Do not click. But I know I see her number, and she's listening, and she probably loves the song as well. Are there any more, like, artists that you're going to be involved with? What's your next project? And, oh, yeah, and are you going to have another CD coming out? Damn, all
oh,
that.
Yeah.
You're gonna,
right, exactly.
Yeah. I was like, damn, all that. I thought about it.
I actually am going to have another CD. I don't know what I'm going to call it right now. I've been working on a lot of music, and I'm putting together a new company, and the name of this company is called Wi-Fi Music. And it's a company with me and a friend of mine named Damian Godwin, and he's an engineer out of Atlanta. So we decided to, because I'm always, you know, working with him. He's engineering out majority of my stuff that I do. So we just decided to put, you know, just to do a company together. I'm still going to have Quiet Girl Music and then have this company also. So I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to put the album together. But I already have a lot of songs in my head that's going to work for it. It's going to be on a whole nother level. I want to do a lot of creative things with the next one. It's going to be something you won't hear. And that's what I don't want it to be the normal thing that you hear on the radio. I want it to be totally different. So it's going to be dealing with more like sounds. Yeah, I'm playing around with a lot of sounds, a lot of synthesizers, just a whole bunch of stuff. Like I said, a lot of drum things and hip-hop, pop, jazz, pretty much a lot of stuff, just combining a lot of things, seeing what works. So, yeah, so do be, like I said, I will be letting people know about that once we figure out how we're going to put it out, how we're going to market it and everything.
And also,
so.
Also, I might have to go on and you might get in my pockets for a beat as well, because I might have to go on and buy one too. Normally,
okay.
I do a lot of beats for my CDs as well, but
okay.
I want some different flavor on there. So especially this last presidential CD that I'm doing. I've been president of the United States before Obama was president.
Right.
Mark has been on a couple of those CDs as well.
Okay.
On year two and year one, he's been on both of those CDs as well. And this is way, like I said, way before Obama, 2005, 2004. And this is my last CD that I'm doing of it. So, yeah, I might have to go in and listen to a couple of things and say, yeah, I want that.
Yeah,
so we'll
most definitely. Most definitely.
And,
I have a whole file of them, to a whole hard drive. So, I'm telling you.
Cool, me too. Well, you got to keep it. And
yeah,
I want to thank you again for being on the show, and we'll come back again once once you start the new project. I want to have you back on again, and actually, you know, have you on for the full half hour and actually play all the songs that you send me. And again, I'm sorry about the dump.
Most definitely. I love to.
Kenita Rogers, thank you again.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm going to leave the people with the song with me and Jay Bug, NT Poet, Miss CJ, my assistant. I know you heard, you know who NT Poet is. My cousin Jay Bug has been on this show before. This is a song where I did the beat and all three of us just did a gospel cipher. I'm looking for it now. And here it is, the gospel cipher with me, NT Poet, and J Bug. Talk to y'all next week.
Kicking, flexing round about Jesus, cause he is our savior and the one that frees us. The word is the Bible strong. Now Buddha and Muhammad, now they were all wrong. Let me set them straight, cousin, them boys ain't jack. Jesus ain't fiction, crucifixion is a fact. Hardcore to the core, my rhymes are never a bore. spreading Jesus' name like you never heard before. Get busy, wanna teach the young. The last one that didn't listen ended up getting hung. Don't be Judas, don't be new to this. Let's get through with this, so we can do this. Follow the scripture, follow the task. He knows what you need before you ask. He is Lord. Look up at the cross, my man's a winner. But some say he lost.
He kissed her on the lips. She said, baby, that's sweet. He turned around and said, then why do you go out and cheat? And then he started freaking, screaming, letting the beating. The sucker left the bleeding, the first of many weekends. He showed no remorse, just like he didn't care. She started stressing to the point of losing all her hair. Her days were filled with fears, her nights were filled with tears. It ruined her career, and lasted for 3 years. She planned her escape, how can she end this hell? And no one knew about it, cause she was afraid to tell. But then she started praying, reading the word all day and counting money she saved, and she finally got away. She called a cab to come while he was sleeping night. She had a backpack, hit the airport, then she caught a flight back to her parents' house, and they welcomed her home, just like our father does when we leave sin alone.
Living my life on the day-to-day with nothing to say, but yet these haters still flow up in my way, coming with distractions that ain't real. Fake people up in my life, same noise still. What would Jesus do is a daily saying. These cats out to hurt, fish fried for land. But I keep it real and forget the fake. Sometimes walking away is hard to take. When I was younger, was on the physical tip. Before you know it, wham, then a busted lip. Can't say I'm sorry, image to protect. Somebody call the police, get my boy in jet. Used to be like that without using my head. Wonder why I'm breathing, not a bullet to be dead. Get on my knees and thank the Lord for sight, blessing me like the earth when he gave it life.